to your way, I'll say yes. Oh, yes, 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 Lord.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good.
As a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Praise the Lord, family, and welcome to another hour of Declaring the Finished Work. This is your host, Pat Randall, on this wonderful Thursday afternoon. Happy Thanksgiving to all. I am certain that you are gathering around those that you love. Amen. That you consider family, to share and to be grateful for, you know, all that God has done for us. He has loved us with an everlasting love. So I'm not going to keep you long today. You know that I've been sharing just things out of my heart, having a conversation with you, trying to have a conversation with you, amen, about the things that God has been revealing in my heart through his written word, through his spoken word, because God still speaks to us. We know that everything that Jesus has accomplished as the Christ cannot be contained in books. It says that the world could not hold the volumes. And that's just because God is infinite. The Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. It's infinite. It has no beginning, has no end. It's infinite. Today, I'm going to focus on love. That is one of the things that I am most grateful for today. I'm grateful for this deep abiding revelation of how much God loves us. The beginning of our salvation says to us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall have eternal life. That's how much he loved us. He didn't love us because we were doing everything right. He didn't love us because we first loved him, but he first loved us. I'm going to quickly read out of 1 John 4, and I'm going to start in 15. Whoever confesses and acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. We have come to know by personal observation and experience and have believed with deep, consistent faith the love which God has for us. God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides continually in him. In this union and fellowship with him, love is completed and perfected with us so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment with assurance and boldness to face him, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Dread does not exist. But perfect, complete, full-grown love drives out fear, because fear involves the expectation of divine punishment. So the one who is afraid of God's judgment is not perfected in love, has not grown into a sufficient understanding of God's love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, and hates, works against his Christian brother, he is a liar. For the one who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, that the one who loves God should also unselfishly love his brother and seek the best for him. I just finished reading 1 John 4. Verses 15 through verses 21. So if you want to go back and read that, I was reading out of the Amplified Bible. The King James is also a wonderful place to read this. I like the Amplified because it really requires, the Greek language requires quite a few extra English words in order to fully define what is being spoken in that Greek language. Amen. So this is why I read out of the Amplified. So today we have a lot to be thankful for because of how God loves us. And because he loves us so perfectly, understanding just how perfectly he loves us, we no longer have to live under this dread, under this fear of divine punishment. Because we know that he so loved us that he gave his son. And this is salvation. Salvation is the good news. The good news, not sometimes good, but it is the good news. None be good but God. Amen. And then I want to read quickly out of 1 Corinthians 13, also Amplified. Love endures with patience and serenity. Love is kind and thoughtful and is not jealous or envious. Love does not brag and is not proud or arrogant. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not provoked nor overly sensitive and easily angered. It does not take into account a wrong endured. It does not rejoice at injustice, but rejoices with the truth when right and truth prevail. Love bears all things regardless of what comes, believes all things, looking for the best in each one, hopes all things, remaining steadfast during difficult times, endures all things without weakening. Love never fails. It never fades nor ends. But as for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for the gift of special knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. For our knowledge is fragmentary and incomplete. Let's stop right there. Our knowledge is fragmentary and incomplete. Now, acknowledging, we say that we're Bible-believing, Bible-teaching Christian churches. That's what most of the churches say. They believe the scriptures, what it's in the scriptures. So if the scripture says to us that our knowledge is fragmentary and incomplete, Why do we act as though we've got the perfect doctrine and the perfect theology? Let me go on. Let me continue. That's just a thought. But when that which is complete and perfect comes, that which is incomplete and partial will pass away. I remember early on in my Christian walk when I would read these scriptures, this 1 Corinthians chapter 13 on love, and I would think, like, how is God really expecting me to be able to do this? And it took me a while because I was putting this burden on myself to be able to live out this spirit of love. And I had focused so much on myself and my performance. And I forgot to focus on the fact that Jesus said that the work that he began in me, that he would perfectly complete it. These are significant scriptures. We have to remember that we have to always grab hold of these scriptures that support God is love, that God is doing this thing in us, that we come to the Father through Christ Jesus, that no one comes to the Son unless he's drawn by the Father. So there is the Spirit of God working in and through us to do his good works. And we have to know this so that as we move and as we make our decisions, that we're moving in this place of love, we're abiding in God's love. And that will direct our decisions. It will direct our actions toward one another. Just holding on to that and knowing that God is working, his Holy Spirit is working out this love. And one of the greatest lessons that I learned this year through a certain circumstance that took place is that in love, there's no such thing as being taken advantage of. People may, on their side of it, and their agenda is to take advantage of, but when we give from a place of love, when we extend love, we don't have to be concerned about the person's response to what we give. And that frees us up so that we can freely give as God freely gave to us. We can freely give our love with no expectations. Our expectations are in God. Everything that we need to feel complete and fulfilled, we receive from our Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So I am going to stop right there. Father, I thank you for your word. Your word is a living spirit. Jesus is the word. He is the Christ. He came in the flesh. The word was clothed in flesh and came into the earth and demonstrated that spirit of love, that spirit of power, and that spirit of a sound mind. It was demonstrated before us to give us a hope, to let us know that as he is, so are we in this world. So I thank you. I thank you that your word right now, because it is spirit, it is going forth and it is accomplishing the very purposes for which it is being sent. We praise you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we are so grateful that you have chosen to dwell in us. And I pray this in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Thank you for listening. Hallelujah. And God bless you.